Season's greetings and welcome to the Christmas edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News for 21st December 2025, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Peter, VK7PD, with the latest updates, stories and insights from our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C via the digital group. HF relays 1.862 MHz, Graham, VK7 Golf Sierra. 3.670 MHz, Gary, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta. 7.140 MHz, Dale, VK7 Delta Golf. 14.130 MHz, Ross, VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel. 28.525 MHz, Tony, VK7 Victor Kilo Tango. And locally in Hobart on UHF CB24, HF CB Channel 24, and 11 metres with Mark, VK7 Foxtrot Mike Alpha Charlie. Missed it live? Catch the replay Tuesday, 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7 RAA North, VK7 RHT, and on UHF CB24, HF CB24 South. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. Silent Key. Kevin Norris, VK7 HKN, Silent Key. It was with great sadness that we were informed that Kevin Norris, VK7 HKN, had passed away on the evening of the 18th of December 2025 at Aldersgate Nursing Home, Launceston. Kevin has been a long-standing member of NTARC and is widely known and respected throughout the Tasmanian Amateur Radio fraternity. Before the committee submits a Silent Key segment for the broadcast next week, feel free to email the NTARC secretary with any comments, stories or information that you would like included. Vale Kevin, VK7 HKN, now Silent Key, from the NTARC committee. WWFF SOTA POTA and IOTA, weekly wrap-up. As the year draws to a close, it's worth reflecting on another strong and varied year of portable operation across VK7 through VKFF, SOTA and POTA. Despite busy schedules, weather challenges and the occasional equipment issue, activators and hunters alike continue to get on air and keep these programs thriving. Across all programs, I've noticed a common theme for the year, and that has been community. Shared spots, activation reports and friendly on-air exchanges, which continue to strengthen participation and encourage others to give portable operation a go. For next week's broadcast, I'll pull together the statistics across the year. You might be pleasantly surprised by just how much has been achieved. There was just the one activation in VK7 this past week, with Eric VK7ZPE, Rodney VK7HAM, Al VK7AN and Ross VK7ALH heading to Lady Nelson Regional Reserve near Turner's Marsh in northern VK7. The reserve was established in 1998 and covers an area of approximately 160 hectares. Merry Christmas to all. Best wishes to you and your families for a safe and happy festive season. 73 Matt, VK7MAT. QSL News, Inward QSL Bureau Information. The current updated list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards Bureau as at 19 December is in the email edition of the broadcast. Do you see your call sign in the list of QSL cards held by the Inwards Bureau? Do you want these cards? Please advise Herman either way by email so he can tidy up and remove cards that may be for silent keys or have been held for some time. Please send me your QTH address so I can either mail them out, if enough cards to make it cost-effective, or deliver on an opportunity basis. Email to westyh@ozimail.com.au. Wishing you all the best and great DX over the festive season. 73 Herman, VK7HW, Manager WIA, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Statewide SSTV Nights. A busy net night that saw the following participants, VK7s, TW, ZAB, AX, EV and ZCF, all sharing nearly 50 photos. The main themes were season's greetings, some interesting looking Santa Clauses, Christmas decorated homes and antenna mast, a log periodic Christmas tree, views the Canadian Sea of Mount Rushmore and a view the baby gets from their cotmobile. The Nightmare View from the Underside of Needle Felting Ring Creation, Whiskey Addictions and Drinking Till Christmas. Other highlights were Idiots That Don't Understand Statistics, A Whisper Contact from DP0POL on the research vessel Polar Stern on its annual expedition to Antarctica, How the Human Brain Can't Understand Digital Modulation, My Digital ID, The Fact That There's a Highway to Hell and Only a Stairway to Heaven Says a Lot About Anticipated Traffic Numbers, 73 and a Season's Greeting from a Limited Edition Ham Radio Action Man Figurine. Again, Tony, VK7AX, interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway, and VK7's exchanged photos from PA3EKI and PC1K in the Netherlands. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. Tony will connect the gateway again next week between 5:30 p.m. and 11:30 p.m. Note, Ken, VK7KRJ's and Steve, VK700's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent SSTV pictures the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken's and Steve's websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. News from the Northwest. Northwest Wednesday Repeater Group Net, Festive Break. The weekly Wednesday night net will take a break during the festive season, with no net on Wednesday 24th and Wednesday 31st of December, so we can spend time with our families and friends. Due to the great propagation, it was a nice surprise to have VK3WRD Ben from Phillip Island, Victoria, and Graham VK2DIG in New South Wales join in. The net will return on Wednesday 7th January. Merry Christmas. 73, Eric, VK7EV, Net Controller. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits of the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. to noon at Glebe Gardens, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73 Al, VK7AN. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. For the final club room technical night of the year, Ross, VK7ALH, decided to bring in a transceiver from a not-so-worldly known manufacturer, a Granger Associates SSB teletransceiver, model 174-3, without its antenna matching unit. The rack-mounted unit has that purely functional communications feel about its beige-coloured front panel and layout. It is a hybrid solid-state unit with valve finals producing 100 watts PEP, four crystal-controlled HF channels with AMCW and SSB operating modes. An interesting variation with the internal mechanism links between sections. The knob on the front panel turns a cam that pushes and pulls a link rod, which in turn can move wiper contacts or coil positions. An interesting solution. As mentioned, the front panel is very utilitarian and has 1 meter, and that only displays incoming DC voltage. With the green good band going down to a pretty phenomenal 8 volts DC operating voltage, Ross believes the auxiliary matching unit has the signal strength meter. Ian, VK7IG, had a magnificent and small signal generator with a usable coverage from 23 MHz to 6 GHz. The heart of the unit is the MAX2870 high-performance, wide-frequency, phase-locked loop integrated circuit. Being cost-effective and Chinese, it uses the modern construction method of stacked printed circuit boards with no case. It has excellent screen resolution, viewing angle and clarity combined with a very intuitive menu system. Stuart, VK7FEAT, had recently been working his way through his assortment of stainless steel mobile antennas, all the ones that you stack away and say you'll get back to later, to sweep, identify and label. He recovered quite a few suitable antennas for the 2-metre and 70-centimetre amateur bands in good condition, and Stuart had even labelled them. Sounds pretty organised to me. Colin, VK7ZCF, had once again been busy 3D printing. He had the newly designed modified enclosures for his Lindeblad antenna, the fully assembled and latest version of his Lindeblad antenna, the 3D printed gaskets using a TPU or thermoplastic polyurethane filament. The finished product has the feel of soft vinyl. These will provide waterproofing of his Lindeblad enclosures. A replacement panel for his car cup holder that will provide a platform and mounting bracket for a small footprint multiband radio to be installed into. Later in the evening, Colin, true to word, was seen conducting a CAD session with Stuart VK7ES regarding some modifications to an earlier design by Stuart. Lionel VK7ZLB had one of the earlier constructions, which was the same kit design that Colin VK7ZCF brought in earlier in the year, an RF receiving converter for the 432 MHz amateur television ATV transmission band, with an output that was ideal for use with a normal, at the time, analog TV with 4x3 aspect ratio receiver. The design by Ian McKenzie, VK2ZTM, in a 1971 monthly newsletter published by the VHF and TV group WIA New South Wales division. This design and kit was very popular, as there was no cheap ATV equipment on the market at the time. If you needed something, you built it. It wouldn't have been easy to build, as this version was constructed using a galvanized chassis, but had weathered remarkably well. Lionel demonstrated a typical 1296 MHz test setup using his ICOM 9700 rig combined with a CI-V band decoder from the Brisbane Amateur Radio Club. The ICOM output had 15 metres of coaxial cable attached, which provides the required attenuation to feed into his SG Laboratories 25-watt power amplifier module and preamplifier from Bulgaria. The power amp and preamplifier were mounted in a very nice mil-spec CNC routed waterproof enclosure, complete with some rather nice waterproof multi-pin controlled cable connectors. This then fed a telewave power meter and finally a dummy load. Lionel also had a very small clip-lock bag about the size of a box of matches, with a note and an arrow inside. It allegedly pointed to a surface mount device or SMD capacitor. There was a minuscule metallic glint from one corner of the bag, and yes, it supposedly was an SMD. Evidently, it was a 0201 SMD capacitor. To put things in perspective, it measured 0.6 by 0.3 millimeters. That's about the size of one fine ground table sugar grain. Definitely a microscope needed for placement at our level of construction. Just think of the level of accuracy in the pick-and-place machines being used on assembly lines. Idris VK7ZIR had a miniature torque wrench about 100 millimeters long. It is specifically designed for applying the correct tension on SMA connectors. This little tool even came with a calibration certificate. Now, I'm sure we all apply the correct torque when attaching SMA plugs, purely to guarantee manufacturer design specifications high. The technical night was jam-packed with technical goodies, but members still managed to find time to eat heartily and drink the non-alcoholic beverages of their choice. I'm sure some of the items were probably not meant to be opened or admitted to until Christmas morning, but that's another story. As mentioned last week, an email will be sent out in the next few days to all members regarding membership renewal options. By all means, feel free to renew your membership. But importantly, if you haven't received the email and you have checked your junk folder, then drop an email to the secretary with your preferred email address and I will update any address discrepancies. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast, NTARC Blogs. This week has seen the complete winding down of club activities in time for the Christmas break. Also, as this weekly news is last till that man in red arrives, in just 4 more sleeps, or if it's Tuesday night rebroadcast, then it is 2 more sleeps. This is our final opportunity to wish everyone a merry and safe Christmas. For those of us travelling over this period, please take care. Enjoy your Christmas feast with family and friends. See you all next year. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. News from the South. VK7RHF 10 metre repeater back on air. Reminder that the VK7RHF 10 metre repeater transmitter is back on air again and fully functional. There is a slight issue to be fixed with Ethernet noise, superimposed over the audio, to be fixed soon. Please keep an ear out for any DX stations over the next few weeks with sporadic E firing up again. Frequencies are 29.680 MHz transmit, 29.580 MHz receive, with a 91.5 Hz CTCSS tone required. 73 Hayden, VK7HH, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Reached over festive season. Reached over the festive season will be taking a short break, and so there will be no WAGs or WEGs gathering on Wednesday 24th December and Wednesday 31st December 2025, and things will resume on Wednesday 7th January 2026. The REST Committee wished everyone season's greetings and have a safe and festive break. 73 REST Committee. Wednesday Experimenters Group. Last Wednesday night saw an interesting mix of topics and equipment we took into the studio, starting with some rare 900 MHz personal radio service or personal communicator equipment straight from Japan, the Pioneer JX-E2 and Orange Tops 900 MHz antennas. In the early 1990s, before mobile phones became commonplace, some regulators licensed a part of the 900 MHz band for a personal radio or communications service, in the most popular country being Japan, much like UHF-CB, but more expensive and shorter range. This pulled together characteristics of both mobile phones and mobile radio. We then took a look at an NEC Skybird personal radio telephone, NEC TR3501, and Justin VK7TW showed a short video of him testing these units, talking to each other. A huge thank you to Paul Wilson, a work colleague of Justin's, who allowed these to be shown and demonstrated. We then got Warren VK7WN into the studio, and he showed his Samson ETM-3B paddle Kia from Germany. Warren took us through its history back to the 1970s when he got interested in amateur radio in Germany. The unit was purchased and then sold, and Warren tracked it down and bought it back again. We took a look at the schematic and opened the unit up. We then took a look at home of the VK0WN QSL cards from when Warren was down at Casey Station. Justin then took a look at an iMac 5CV1500B pentode, now with its special socket. We featured this valve a few weeks ago without the socket. Justin then showed a very special valve from 1918, a Marconi Type R triode, which is the oldest valve in Justin's collection. We finished with an Australian Space Weather Report, future training dates and events. As mentioned above, the WEGS night goes into recess for a fortnight. Season's greetings and see you on Wednesday, January 7th, 2026. 73, Justin, VK7TW. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. January 2026, huge car boot sale and barbecue. REST will be holding a huge amateur radio car boot sale in the Queen's Domain compound from 11 a.m. on Sunday, 18th January 2026. Want to sell something? It will cost you $10 to set up your car boot. Then you can sell as much as you want. All profit goes to you. There will be a sausage sizzle on the day with snags and bread at $3 and burgers and bread at $5. Soft drinks available, $2 per can. No need to book, just turn up. 73, REST Committee. February 2026, Interpreting Propagation Tools and Space Weather Reports. Is space weather and propagation a bit of a mystery to you? Our February 2026 presentation night brings us Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, who promises to enlighten us re-fee-fi-fo-muff, all that ionospheric stuff. With decades of experience, including his time at the Ionospheric Prediction Service, IPS, now Space Weather Services, Roger brings significant expertise in this space, pun intended. This presentation will unpack the mysteries behind ionograms, tech maps, EES, graphics, PCAs, solar indices and more, plus online tools and data sources you can use. Whether you're chasing DX, planning portable operations, experimenting with digital modes, or trying to understand why your favorite band just vanished, this session may give you the skills to read the sky like a geek bro. This session will be in person and streamed from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, 73 Reist Committee. February 2026, Annual General Meeting. The Annual General Meeting of the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania Incorporated will be held at 11 a.m. on 15th February 2026 in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. The AGM will be followed by a free barbecue for members. Nominations close on 7th February 2026 and the nomination form is available from the Reist website. The ordinary business of the Annual General Meeting is to be as follows. To confirm the minutes of the last preceding Annual General Meeting and of any general meetings held since that meeting. To receive from the committee, auditor and servants of the association reports on the transactions of the association during the last preceding financial year. To elect the officers of the association and the ordinary committee members. To vote on amendment to the Reist rules. To appoint the auditor. That came from the Reist committee. Reist, training and assessment update. Are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your license? Reist has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all license levels. Key dates. Foundation training and assessment days, held every 2 months, with the next one on 22nd February 2026. Standard, advanced and regulations assessments, held on alternate months. Next is on the 28th of March 2026. Check out the full schedule on the Reist events page. Do you need to ensure your spot or ask a question? Email reast.assessor@gmail.com and your inquiry will go directly to the learning organizer who will be in contact. We have learning resources available, including our foundation license training videos that are a must watch for beginners. Find them on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect. Prepare with the WIA Foundation trial exams and the link can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. Whether you're starting your journey or leveling up, Reist is here to guide you every step of the way. 73 Reg VK7 Kilo Kilo. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. VK7 regular gatherings, Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz commencing at 6:30 p.m. Statewide SSTV net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. in the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55-7 MHz and in the South, VK7RAF 146.650-600 kHz. CTCSS, tone 141.3 to link RAF north-south, plus VK7AX international SSTV gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the greater Hobart area and another in the greater Launceston area, then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B, stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute, Reist 6-metre AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 p.m. SOTA WWFF group, meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. Northwest VK7, Thursday, commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie, 2 meter DXNet, 144.19 USB. VK7 events. Okay, last week was the politically correct version, this week is not. Worldwide, 25 December, a fat bloke in a red suit breaks into your house once a year, slides down the chimney like gravity owes him money, eats your food without asking, frightens the pets, and leaves random electronics behind. He does not conduct a risk assessment. He does not seek consent. He assumes participation. If you've been tolerable this year, he dumps a radio under the tree so you can talk to other similarly inclined nerds at unreasonable hours, argue about antennas, and pretend you're contributing to civilization. If you haven't, you get socks and a vague sense of disappointment. He then vanishes into the night, powered entirely by reindeer, bad judgment, and a complete disregard for modern compliance frameworks. Rest, 18 January 2026. Car boot sale and barbecue from 11 a.m. after broadcast in the Queen's Domain compound. Rest, 4 February 2026. Interpreting propagation tools and space weather reports with VK2ZRH from 7:30 p.m. in QD club rooms and streamed. Rest, 15 February 2026. Annual general meeting and barbecue from 11 a.m. AGM and 12 noon barbecue, Queen's Domain club rooms. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader, VK7TW. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC. WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC. 160 metres, VK7GS. 80 metres, VK7ALH. 40 metres, VK7JGD. 20 metres, any takers. 10 metres, VK7DG, UHF CB24 and HF CB24, VK7 FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, Digital Group. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you missed any of the live transmissions, remember you can always catch up the rebroadcast Tuesday at 8 p.m. on VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT, and UHF CB24, HF CB24 in the south. Got news stories or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to VK7ARNews@gmail.com by Friday at 9 p.m. You can also join the conversation on our VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency, with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 news team, this is Peter, VK7PD, wishing you season's greetings, 73, good DX, and a great week ahead.